This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We started today with Matt Levin and third quarter gross domestic product growth. Better than expected is, of course, the macro headline. So looking for economic threads to pull through the show as we do, we end today with a more micro look also about growth, just of a different kind. Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Mimi Striplin. I am the founder and CEO of The Tiny Tassel, and I'm based in Charleston, South Carolina. I started my business about 8 years ago here in Charleston with an Instagram and an Etsy shop. I started with a collection of handmade tassel earrings, and it's evolved over the years from Etsy selling to my own platform and now a flagship store located in downtown Charleston. And we have everything from our handmade tassel jewelry to clothing that my mom designs and really beautiful gifts that we source from local Black women-led brands. Over the years, we've seen lots of increases from our shipping providers, our suppliers, and we have really tried to adjust accordingly without passing that cost along to our customers. Gosh, some of the expenses that have come up over the years kind of make me laugh, or else I would cry. We've seen everything from our postal services increasing shipping costs to even our like shipping boxes, our threads and things that we're buying from our wholesalers that supply craft supplies. There's also other things like who is paying the electric bill to a storefront in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, where it gets 100 degrees in the summer for multiple days at a time. Like, those are the things that you don't quite think of firsthand when you are planning to open a storefront. It makes us get creative in where we can cut costs in other places of our business. And it may look like cleaning our storefront windows instead of having a professional window cleaner come once a month, and really getting back to the basics of like, what can we do in-house that is going to cut some of our costs so that our prices to our customers don't have to skyrocket. It was certainly a huge risk that I took as a business owner to decide, okay, I'm going to commit to this storefront. And I'm so glad that I did. As a Black and Japanese woman in the South, I felt that there was such a need to create a space for people that looked like me, or that wanted to support people that looked like me. And I wanted to create that more than ever, to have a space that was welcoming to all.
That's Mimi Striplin there, founder and CEO of The Tiny Tassel in Charleston, South Carolina. We do want to know what's going on with you, your economic day-to-day, small business or otherwise. You can tell us. We wish you would at marketplace.org/myeconomy.